Answer that, Bond.
Hello, it's me, Bond. James Bond.
Bond, you idiot. How many times have I told you not to say hello, it's me, Bond? This is my palace. You work for me. Announce things in the proper manner.
Sorry, Your Majesty. This is the residence of His Royal Highness King Leopold II, King of all the Belgians.
That's much better. Ask who it is.
Hello, Bond here, James Bond. Who might I have the pleasure of addressing?
No. I don't want to hear any of that Bond rubbish. Just ask who's calling.
Sorry, Your Majesty. Old habits die hard. Who's calling? I see. Excellent. Send them right in.
Well, who is it?
He's here, Majesty. Bruno Ganz. Just imagine, the greatest actor who ever lived. Here. In our very own little imperial palace.
My imperial palace, Bond. My palace.
Sorry, my lord.
Bruno Ganz. So the old Swiss tart has arrived at last. Butter him up, Bond. I hear he's a prickly character. Ill-tempered and bad-humoured. What's that old ID, the four humours? Phlegmatic?
Not phlegmatic, my lord. If you had to describe Ganz, you'd say he was choleric.
Choleric? I like it, Bond. I like it. Butter him up, Bond. We need him.
The actor, Bruno Ganz.
Step this way, Mr. Ganz. Step this way. How was your journey?
Can somebody please take my coat? It is too hot in here.
Welcome, Mr. Ganz. We are pleased to receive you.
And who are you?
This is His Royal Highness King Leopold, ruler of all Belgium and master of the Congo.
Must you wear that verdammed beard? I can never bring myself to trust a man with a covered chin.
His Majesty comes from a long line of beard-wearing folk.
Surely Mr. Ganz is having one of his little talks. Ha ha ha, very good, Mr. Ganz, ha ha ha. You know, I am a great admirer of your work.
Really? And what work is that, in particular?
You know, the films, the ones with you in doing the acting.
Excellent films, excellent.
And which particular films are those?
You know, the films that had you in. Starring in the actory acting film. Tell him, Bond.
That's Bond, James Bond. Mr. Ganz, can I call you Bruno?
No, you may not.
The film that really impressed us was the one where you played that man with the Charlie Chaplin moustache. We liked that one, didn't we, Your Majesty?
Yes, it was very movie-ish and filmy and likeable.
You liked?
Yes, we liked.
But you did not love?
No, we did. We loved it too. We liked it and we loved it. Didn't we, King Leopold?
It was good. For a film. It was full of all those filmy things. What do they call it? Lights? Canisters? Action?
I take it you are referring to my 2004 movie, Der Untergang, ja?
The what?
Der Untergang. In American speak, they call it Danfall.
Danfall, that's the one. The one with the moustache that went up and down.
Excellent work, Mr. Ganz. Truly a unique artistic achievement. Throughout the film, you looked like a man with a moustache. Astonishing. No wonder you won all those Oscars.
Oscars? What Oscars? I've won no Oscars. I was betrayed.
Betrayed?
All around me. Traitors. Traitors. Everywhere I turn, I am libeled. Slandered. I hear words I never heard in the Bible. My director, he calls himself a director. Pah! That dumb cop. He could not direct the shit out of his asshole. He betrayed me. Betrayed me, his Führer. I raised him up out of the dirt, and with my own bare hands, I washed and cleaned and scrubbed, and I ironed. Let us not forget the ironing! We will never forget! Traitors, they will be shot!
Limitless and free. Nico, my little love chick, how many times have I told you, shut up with that stupid song. It hurts Daddy's brain.
Here they come now. See them run now. Here they come now. Chelsea burns.
Who is this lovely, enchanting maiden?
I'm Bond, James Bond.
Not you, you idiot. This is Nico, my queen and consort.